Hey, what's going on in Shark Land? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I want to talk about a small part of a Doris saying about the O, the origin. Whenever I teach a class on the concept, this part is explained in no time. But despite its rather quick explanation, it is very important in trying to understand the approach of a shark. Origin means where we see a shark for the first time with reference to our body orientation. We may see a shark swimming towards us from 30 meters away, or we turn around and a shark is right behind us at our feet. So the important issue is where we see a shark for the first time. The detection gives us a good idea what the intention of a shark is. So let's start with a shark approaching from behind. Although one could assume that the shark is sneaking up on the person, that is not the case. It's more that the shark is cautious and does not want to be noticed. Of course, for some of you, this differentiation is rather semantic, but I feel that it's important to differ between a hidden agenda, like a shark is sneaking up on us, and not wanting to be seen, which would reflect a rather shy shark, but without a hidden agenda. Of course, we could not argue the point, but what I have seen in all the years of interacting with sharks, that none of them snuck up on me for quote-unquote vicious reasons. Something interesting is that a shark moving in from behind often does so in a straight approach, meaning it swims towards us in a direct line and is not swimming up and down behind us. We've seen sharks swimming up and down in front of us, but not so much behind us. That means when a shark is in front of us, well, it does not seem to be able to make up its mind. Do I swim away? Do I get closer? But when a shark is behind us, it most of the time it understands, well, it's not seen, but it wants to come close, so it swims straight towards us. So it would not really make much sense swim up and down behind us, because again, the shark knows where the front and back of a human being is. What is astonishing, however, is that not just small sharks do that, but large sharks, large ones as well. From a protection viewpoint, we could understand why a small shark would choose that approach, but not so for the large ones. So here we definitely need more experiments. But beside approaching from behind, what is truly mind-boggling is that they know that we can't see them, so they understand our body orientation. Of course, you could say, well, they understand in what direction we swim, but it also works where we don't move, when we just kneel on the bottom. So then there is another fact, and that is 59% of the sharks that we examined during one of the studies approaching from behind did so closer than 1 meter over the bottom. We suggest in our paper, by the way, I can send you that paper if you like it's on stealth behavior. So we suggested in this paper that the ocean floor is used as a form of camouflage, allowing the sharks to better blend in, whereas a midwater approach may make them more visible against the lighter background, illuminated by the sky. Such an observation could imply that sharks might categorize humans as a potential form of prey. That's why they sneak up on us. But remember, we just decided, or actually eliminated, as the sneaky part. It's more they don't want to be seen. So I don't really think sharks see a prey in us. I more think they just determine it's an unfamiliar object, so I want to see what it is, and it may feel more protected by coming in from behind. However, the shark's inner circle seems to come into play here. If the shark's inner circle does indeed reflect a flight initiation distance, then humans would rather be categorized as some form of predator. So if a shark shows up, we really notice sometimes the shark comes very close, closer than two body length. So here as well, does it really think we could be a predator, or, as I already mentioned, just something unfamiliar, and that's that, without classification if we should be a prey or a predator. So we actually have three possible outcomes. It definitely will take us more time and more tests to get a better handle on what we are for them. So there's also the possibility that sharks assume humans to be neither, as I just said, neither prey nor predator, and simply accept us as unfamiliar objects. Therefore, it remains unclear whether and how we are categorized by sharks, but considering the low yearly incident rates between them and us, there must be some factors that hold sharks back from biting us more frequently during these encounters. Should they see us as something unfamiliar, would explain why the majority of bites that occur throughout the year are of an exploratory nature into the shark's attempts to find out what we are. So how does then the front approach, or just approaching our visual area, fit in? Well, that could then be seen as they try to categorize us, either a predator or prey. Should we approach them, we would be seen as a predator. Should we back off, we'd react like prey would. So since I always tell people not to move when a shark approaches, I guess that makes the shark think and it starts to debate out in its mind what we really could be, or it may think that we just froze and reflect potential prey again. Fight, flight, or freeze are common reactions when predators go after other animals that may be predators as well or potential prey. So as you can see, it's quite difficult to get an idea how they see us, but my gut feeling tells me that they just accept us as something unfamiliar and act or react accordingly. So what does this mean for you when you first see a shark? Try to get an idea about its approach pattern first and see how the situation progresses. It is understood that an approach pattern are connected to the direction of the shark, which of course reflects the D in the door. But as with other parts of the interaction concept, this one can be used alone or in connection. Me, I like to use it in connection with the direction and, with another term, with reference, which focuses on the level the shark is approaching, above, below, or same level. Of course, when you sit at the bottom, it's likely that the shark will be at least slightly above. Over the years, I realized the first impression you get from a shark is the one to go with. Of course, it needs some experience, but if you have the chance to swim with a shark on a regular basis, of course, train first impressions and see if you get it right. To get it right means that you then keep observing the very shark and follow it with your eyes, but only with your eyes. Do not physically follow the animal, since that would affect its behavior and change the first impression. If you listened to my podcast in the past, you may remember the show on appearance or attitude, which is the A in adore. I think it was number 18, if I'm not mistaken. There, we also talked about first impressions and decided that you can ask yourself two questions to get an idea. What is the animal doing and what is unusual? The third question, or rather option, or better feeling, is what your stomach tells you. I know that's not very scientific, but we often have a certain feeling about something and it feels weird or strange or whatever. Origin, when used in that connection, will enhance your first impression tremendously. I hope you start to get a feeling how origin works. It is best used if you start adding the direction, the reference, or even the attitude, but you can also use it alone. Just turn around, see where a shark is, and of course, most important, what is the direction towards you? Is it really coming in straight, which most of the time is from behind, or is it actually passing you? Okay, so it is something that you should train, that you should look at, and definitely incorporate in every encounter you have, despite that origin is a rather small element. Okay, I guess that covers about what I wanted to tell you on origin. Well, that's it for today then. Tune in again for another show of LTS. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.